Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people of Iman with the name Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf is translated as the compassionate one. Allah who is the most compassionate. We have heard many individuals that have been named as Abdur Ra'uf, the servant or the slave of Ra'uf. Ra'uf comes from the root word Ra'fa, and Ra'fa means Shiddatul Rahma, means exceeding the limits of mercy. Ra'uf means to exceed the limits of mercy and kindness. Now, of course, in the Arabic language, we have one very specific word for mercy, which is rahmah or rahmatun. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described as rahmatul lil alameen also. And rahmah means mercy. But the difference between the mercy in Rahmah and the mercy that is in the word Ra'uf, Rahmah is only when you show mercy when required. So maybe that person is in need of something or is in need of your help or assistance, and you show kindness to him. That is called Rahmat or Rahmah. So when he is in need, you show your mercy to him. But Ra'uf is quite different. Regardless of the situation, whether he is in difficulty or whether he is in his comfort zone, his habit is such that there is always kindness and mercy, shafkat, that is shown all the time. Whether that person is suffering or whether that person is with ease, regardless of the situation, all the time there is only one thing that comes from this individual, and that is kindness and love, attention, rahmat, to show mercy. So that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf. Just to give you an example so that we understand, perhaps the best example that we can be given is the mother's love for the children. The mother's love for the children exceeds that limit of rahmat, of mercy. That no matter what happens, the mother will not fault the child. She will not fault the child. There is no mistake. My son is my son. My daughter is my daughter. That is how the mother is. And she is prepared to forgive the child, the children, all the time. Maybe not the father, but the mother will forgive. She will forgive 100 times. And this is what we call shiddatul rahma. That is in that mother. That she exceeds that limits. This intense level of mercy that is shown. And this is the same mercy that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has for the people of Iman, for his followers. In the Quran, Allah describes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Ra'uf. Bil mu'minina Ra'ufur Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, also my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very kind and very, very merciful to who? To the mu'mineen, to the believers. Very merciful. When he saw someone smiling, he gave a dua and he said, Adhakallahu sinnak, may Allah keep you smiling until you die. What a beautiful dua. Adhakallahu sinnak. When he saw someone, he wanted to give dua to him all the time. Assalamu alaykum. May salamati, may safety be with you all the time. Ajeeb, that love that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has for his ummah. Because he is also Ra'uf. On the day of Qiyamah, people, humanity will be rushing to Adam alayhi salam. That you are the father of mankind. You help us on the day of Qiyamah. 50,000 years long. Even Adam alayhi salam will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. Even I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Nafsi, nafsi, and my concern is only with me. That Allah save me, bas. When they will hear nafsi, nafsi from a man like Adam alayhi salam, they will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam will say nafsi, nafsi. Today the jalal, the anger of Allah is such, I am concerned about myself only. And then they will go to Musa alayhi salam and they will say, you are Kalimullah, a great, great Nabi. Musa alayhi salam, a man like him, he will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. No, today, don't come to me. Then they will go to Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. And Isa alayhi salam will say, no, don't come to me. Nafsi, Nafsi, I am scared about myself. I have to stand in front of Allah. For a nation has taken me to be the son of God, Ali Azubillah, Ibnullah. I fear. It is only one human being, only one that. The mother will have left the children. The husband and wife will turn away from each other. Friends will break their friendship on that day. Nobody will know no one. The only person on the day of Qiyamah will be my Nabi and your Nabi. This is what the Quran is saying. Bil mu'mineen Ra'uf. He is Ra'uf. Allah's Nabi, subhanallah, to exceed that limit, like how a mother crosses the boundary. There is no bounds of love that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has for his ummah. And he will be saying, Ummati, 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 Ummati. Allah's Nabi will say, Ummati, Ummati. For me it is, the priority is my ummah. Priority is my ummah. I shall not enter, I shall not put a step into Jannah until everyone from my ummah enters Jannah. What an honor it is, what a privilege it is, my respected brothers, to say and to make this claim that we are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What an honor it is to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. What an honor it is. This is fast track to Jannah, inshallah. What is it? Fast track to Jannah. A very fast track. If you are holding this passport, La ilaha illallah, and the name there is Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he is also very Ra'uf, very Ra'uf. After the mother, you will find a father. A father also is very haris. He's very close to his children. But not to the level of mother. Mother has this blinding love. You know, the mother will go and argue with the Mauli Sahab also. Kam mairu, mara chokrane hai. She might even hit the Mauli Sahab. Never know. You know. So it is good for the fathers to come, not for the mothers to come. Allahu Akbar. The mother has this love. My son is my angel. Bas, let the world say whatever they want to say. Subhanallah. Ma ma hoti hai. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incredible love that he has for his ummah. Incredible. Can you imagine speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mi'raj? And in that communion, he has not forgotten his ummah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to him, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, salam be on you, O my nabi. Even then he wants to remember you and I, and he says, Ya Allah, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ya Allah, I want the salamati and complete protection from you to me, but also wa ala ibadillahi salihin, and also of my ummah, the pious from my ummah. What a great Nabi. And we should be proud that we follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we follow people who don't know how to even clean their private parts? Allahu Akbar. They don't know nothing in this dunya. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what an amazing individual. Allah's Nabi has taught us everything. Allah's Nabi has taught us everything. Subhanallah. And so Ra'uf means Shiddatul Rahma. Shiddatul Rahma. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayh, the great Imam of the Muslims. And during the time he gave a fatwa also about the Quran, and it was the period of the Murji'ah, Mu'tazili. And this is going back to history, but khair, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, a great muhaddis, when he was informed of another muhaddis in another city outside of Baghdad, that he has also got the same hadith which he has got, but with a different chain of narrators. So he has the same hadith, but the chain of narrators is different, and that person has a different chain of narrators. The zeal that people had at that time to acquire knowledge. Just like yourselves, mashallah. That Friday evening, it's cold, you could have been anywhere. But alhamdulillah, Allah gives hidayat. And there is this driving force that you challenge the shaitan. And you say, no, we want to go and seek knowledge and ilm. And you come and sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal made a journey to go and meet that great muhaddis, so that he can also acquire that hadith. Khair, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was a very famous man. When he got there, he noticed that the other teacher, the muhaddis, was sitting outside his house, and there was a dog, and the muhaddis was feeding the dog with his hands, breaking the luqma and giving it to him. So when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal came to him, saw this muhaddis feeding a dog, he said, As-salamu alaykum. So the muhaddis looked at Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, no stranger, he knew who Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is. So he said, Wa alaykum salam. And continued to feed the dog, giving him food. And then thereafter, he looked at Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and said, Ha, come and meet me. And then he said that maybe you are wondering that a man like yourself is standing outside and you gave salam, and I was too busy with the dog feeding him. I didn't pay much attention to you, and all I said to you was, Wa alaykum salam. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, yes, you know, this thought crossed the mind that why did you not give me your attention, but continue to feed the dog. He was a muhaddith. So he said the reason is that this dog was standing outside the front door and it was looking at me as if it was telling me that I am hungry and that you should feed me. I am hungry and you should feed me. And I noticed that this dog is an outsider. This dog is not from our locality. So you know you have your local dogs. So this dog is from the outside locality. He's a musafir. This dog is a musafir. He's not the local dog. So he's a musafir and he came to me. And he is looking at me and he is hungry. And he was hoping that maybe I will give him food and feed him. This is what I think anyway. That the way he was looking at me is that he is hungry and he wanted me to feed him. And so I got some food and I was breaking the food for him so that he can eat. And the reason I gave the dog the full attention is because of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh ho. And he said, Allah's Nabi has said, Man kata'a ar-raja man irtaja, kata'a Allahu raja'ahu yawm al-qiyamah. Man kata'a ar-raja man irtaja. That if you cut away from that person who comes to you in hope, if you turn away from that person who comes to you in hope, that he is hopeful that you will assist him, that you will help him, and if you turn away from him, Allah's Nabi said, قَتَعَ اللَّهُ رَجَاءَهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will cut himself away from you when you will want Allah's mercy. And so because of this hadith, even though he is a dog, even though he is a dog, the way he was looking at me is as if he wanted my full attention. And I wanted to give this dog the full attention because of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the people who say that Islam promotes terrorism. Islam promotes terrorism. Ajeeb. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is a joke. A joke. Nothing but a joke. People like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and another man, also a great muhaddith, sitting outside in front of the public giving food to a dog because of the hadith. That if somebody comes to you and he is hopeful that you can assist him, you know, ummeed ban kar aaya ho, somebody feels that no, if I go to this person will surely assist me. And then if you turn away, when you still have the power and you could have assisted him, then in the hadith it comes, Allah on the day of Qiyamah will cut himself away from you when you will need him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And so his name is Ra'uf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ra'uf. Allah is extremely merciful. Extremely merciful. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the creator of mercy. The second meaning of Ra'uf, the second meaning of Ar-Ra'uf is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a person more than his limits. Allah does not burden a person more than his limits. Whatever is the capacity, that is the ruling that Allah gives to a person. Nothing that is more than his capacity. This is the meaning of Ra'uf. Now inshallah, what I have with me is a few very important points so that we understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate. So how is his compassion with all of humanity and especially with the believers, the people of Iman? Number one, the ulama have mentioned Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. What is it? Anbiya. It is the mercy of Allah that He has sent more than 100,000 prophets to come in this dunya so that all the time every generation has the benefit of taking guidance from at least one Nabi. So more than 100,000 Anbiya came so that the Nabi would guide humanity and tell them what is right and what is wrong. The good morals that we have today, that we must respect that person, respect this person, this is halal, this is haram, it all comes from the teachings of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Who is it? The messengers. Number two, the mercy of Allah is that Allah does not invalidate or discard the good actions of a believer. So any good deed that you have done, it is the mercy of Allah that Allah will put that in the register. It is recorded and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward for that. Allah will give you a reward for that. Number three, Allah's mercy and compassion is that Allah Pak has left the door of Tawbah open until the time of Sakarat. So a person can be doing sins, but then the door of Tawbah is still open. Any time in his lifetime, if he comes to Allah and he repents with sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rauf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of your sins. Number four, the ulama have mentioned that everything that Allah has created, it is in servitude to insan. It is there to serve insan. The sun is there to serve insan. The moon is there to serve human beings. The stars are there to serve human beings. The water, the ocean, the lakes, plants, clouds, winds, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, everything is in servitude to insan. It is therefore insan. Mufti Taqi Madda Zillahul Ali says, once he was in Cape Town. Have brothers been to Cape Town? What a beautiful place Cape Town is. Beautiful. So, he was in Cape Town and during this train journey, the train stopped and he went outside a very small station. It was like a train that stopped in the jungle somewhere. And for a few minutes all the passengers came out. Mufti Saab says, I also came out with my guide. And there was this beautiful plant in front of me and I wanted to go and touch it. And I was close to touching that plant that my guide shouted at me and said, Mufti Saab, don't touch that. And I said to him, why? So he said, the guide said that this plant, this leaf is poisonous. It is poisonous. And if you had touched it, the poison would enter into your system immediately. Mufti Saab says, Allahu Akbar. How beautiful the plant looks, but it is poisonous. So the guide said, let me tell you even something that is more amazing. That way Allah has created such plants, generally we have seen in South Africa, that very close to these plants are another plants, another different category of plants. And the different category of plants are the antitoxin for these plants. The antidote for these plants. So generally in Africa, for the poor people, you know, it's not easy to find a hospital. So if there is poison on the body, then they would simply get the other leaves and rub it until the poison comes out. Allah. So one plant gives you poison, the other plant gives you shifa. Allah. This is the world that we live in. So everything that Allah Pak has created, it is in servitude to insan. It is there to benefit insan. And then Allah is ar-ra'uf. Allah has given insan intelligence and Allah has made him the most beautiful. Insan is the most beautiful. And Allah knows you better than anyone else, so you don't need to change around. You don't need to change your appearance. You are who you are and you are the most beautiful. But when you tamper with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the time diseases and all sorts of things come to you. All sorts of things come to you. Allahu Akbar. From the mother's stomach, there can only be a boy, a male or a female. And if it's a male, whatever face Allah has given him, it is the most beautiful. For him to be a human being, that is a great blessing. But it is shaitan. Shaitan turns us away from Allah Pak. And then when we stand in front of the mirror, we say, oh, I wish I was like that person. I wish I was like that person. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is from shaitan. This is kufr. This is from kufr. Allah has given you such beautiful features. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. He is the most beautiful. And then ulama have mentioned he is also Ra'uf, because Allah has given insan two great blessings. One is the heart and one is the tongue. One is the heart and one is the tongue. Heart and the tongue. You might remember that Hakim Luqman was a slave and his master said to him, there are two goats out there, I want you to slaughter both of the goats. I'tini bi atyaba mudghataini min ash-shat. And then he said, i'tini bi akhbasa mudghataini min ash-shat. From one goat, bring me the two most beautiful organs, according to you. And from the next, the other goat, bring me the worst organ, the worst two organs according to you. And so he did zabah and he got two plates in front of his master and he said, this is the best two organs and this is the two most evil, bad, worst organs in the goat. So he opened up the plate and it was the tongue and the heart. And he said, Hazrat, when the tongue and the heart become the best, it is the best organ. And then he opened up the second plate and he said, it is the tongue and the heart. When these two become corrupt, it is the worst organs in your body. It is the worst organ in your body. And if they become good, it is the two best things in your body. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So these are the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another also great blessing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this tendency to forget. This tendency to forget, it is called nisyan. What is it? Nisyan. To forget, it is such a mercy of Allah. Imagine if Allah did not give us this blessing to forget and you would remember everything. All the sins that you committed, your loved one that passed away, and it is always fresh in your mind, always fresh in your mind. This person would become depressed. But such a mercy of Allah that with time slowly things fade away and he also forgets and it becomes a memory. So it allows him to do other good things. So the ulama say he is also Ra'uf because he has given you this blessing. The blessing to forget. And then Allah is also Ra'uf because Allah has given you this divine protection which I talked about today in Jumu'ah. Which is ta'awudh, which is a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, and kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Allah has given you ta'awudh, and that is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And blessing number 9 is that as soon as the child is born, out of Allah's infinite mercy, Allah opens up 2 supply lines for that child. And this pipeline is open up for him to drink milk. Fresh milk. Imagine that. Fresh milk. From the mother. The child is born and Allah is giving him rizq. Not from one avenue but from 2 avenues. Fresh milk is given to him. And I was reading this article. Subhanallah. Nowadays, mothers and sisters that are listening at home, you know, we have this tendency that we like to give them, you know, other milk that is out there in the market. Other, all sorts that is out there, powder milk and all that. But the best milk is the mother's milk. I remember in Urdu, when you challenge someone, you say, Ma ka doodh piya ho to aao. But now nobody drinks ma ka doodh. So that is why that bravery has gone from us. But many, many years ago, our forefathers, they were healthy and they would say, Ma ka doodh piya ho na to aao. This is how they would show their strength. Ma ka doodh piya ho to. And now today, Ma ka doodh nahi, hum to kaven get wale hai rahe. God knows, Allah knows what names they are. But I was reading this article that they are now saying drink every child. It is the haq and the right of that child to drink the mother's milk. The doctors have said that if the mother's milk is given to the child, it will help the baby in bronchitis, ear infections, pneumonia, diarrhea, urine infection, and when he grows up, it will even reduce the risk of diabetes and high blood pressure. And they say all of this is all power packed in the mother's milk bus. Free and cheap. Free and cheap. Subhanallah. If you want, that is why if you go to many parts of the world, you'll see that, you know, where in rural areas and where there is the cities are such that it's very traditional, you'll find that, mashallah, the children are very, very healthy because of the mother's milk. And that is why it was always the tradition of the Arabs. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, subhanallah, also benefited from the mother and also from Dai Halima. And milk mother, that was a very important concept amongst the Arabs. That wet nurses would come and they would pick up the children and take the children in the desert and make the children very, very strong. And the Quran says, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يُتِمَّ الرَّدَعَ. Mothers shall breastfeed their children for 2 whole years for those who wish to complete the term. This is in the Quran. This is the haqq. Allah speaks of mother's milk in the Quran. Allah speaks also in another chapter. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah is saying, I am doing wasiyat to you, that be kind and merciful to your parents, and especially your mother. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَدَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. His mother carried him in hardship. Mother carried him in the stomach in hardship. And gave birth to him in hardship. Have you seen how a mother gives birth to a child? Allahu Akbar. On one side there is death and on one side there is life. In hardship, the Quran is saying. And the carrying of the child and to his weaning is a period of 30 months. Period of 30 months. So it is so important that the mother's milk is given to our children. On this subject, one other mas'ala is tahniq. Hazrat Abu Musa says that when Allah had blessed me with a child, I took my child to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi named him Ibrahim and did tahniq, put something very sweet in the mouth like khajur. This is the sunnah. This is the sunnah. But sometimes our mentality is such, aliyazu billah, we take things for granted if it is the sunnah. But someone who has no iman, and he might be a doctor and a scientist, and he says something to us, we say, oho, this doctor, sab falan scientist said this. Well, forget this doctor and scientist, whatever they have said. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah. But khair, for the benefit, just to show that alhamdulillah, you know, everything that is in this deen, it is only as benefit and mercy. Nowadays in modern medicine, especially in parts of Australia and New Zealand, this is called a gel therapy. It is called a gel therapy, where a child is born and they want to give him something that is sweet in the mouth and they want to rub it towards the inside part of the cheeks and the mouth where the gums are. And it is called gel therapy. And they say that this is first line treatment in places like New Zealand. It is absolutely free and the best medication to avoid brain damage. to save your child from brain damage. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first action he did was when the child was born, he would take the very soft part of the khajur, not the hard, soft part, and he would make it very soft and grind it, and with your saliva, the saliva should be mixed, and then you put it into the mouth. And then you put it into the mouth. And then recently I read an article in the Daily Telegraph where Rasul sallallahu, well, they didn't talk about Huzur alayhi salam, but I'm saying Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already said 1400 years ago, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child that is born upon this deen and has got faith, and it believes in the oneness of Allah. It believes in the oneness of Allah. And this article in the Daily Telegraph, it says that now researchers and doctors have found out, and of this center in Oxford of anthropology, and I think it was the mind, some center, and they say that their research shows that every child that is born with this belief that there is only one God. Every child that is born with this belief that there is only one God and He is the creator of everything. This is their research, nothing to do with Iman or Islam. And then exactly what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is only the society that damages the mindset of that child. It damages the mindset. It is the shayateen and the external effects of society that actually affect the mindset. But other than that, if a child comes into this dunya, in his innate condition, he has no choice but to accept one Allah. If he was thrown in a desert somewhere, without the influence of anything, if he grew up 17, 18, 19, 20, he would be a Muslim. He would be a Muslim. He would recognize one Lord, and that is Allah Pak. And so these are a few examples that came to my mind, and I had explained to you the meaning of Ar-Ra'uf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can do muraqabah and close your eyes and purify the heart, and mashallah, at least think of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming out from your heart. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب العالمين.